We are still in the midst of the year of faith, and today the author of the letter to the Hebrews gives us what could be called the definition of faith. When we read, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Perhaps on first reading, it's not a very satisfying definition. But it is something that points us to a truth. First, we have to realize that the word realize can mean two different things. One, it can mean, oh, I remembered something, something came to mind. That is not the way in which it's meant here, the realization of what is hoped for. Rather, it means that it becomes real. It's attained. In finance, they'll talk about realized gains and losses, right? It's not that, oh, I all of a sudden realized that I gained or lost money, right? It's the actual gain or loss, right? So that's what this word means. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for. It's the attainment of it. It's it becoming something real before us. And it's evidence of things not seen. Now the word evidence, of course, we all know from elementary school, has to do with these logical proofs, mostly dealing with the physical order. Certainly that is not what is meant here either. This is not evidence in a scientific sense, but in the sense of being worthy of or of inspiring our trust, trusting in that which is not yet seen. So faith, the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Now, it is difficult to explain faith, and that's why it seems that this definition was left very short, so that we could enter into an example. And the author of this letter goes on to talk about the ancients, and particularly Abraham, to show us an example of faith, that we would be able to grasp just what it is that is meant by that concept. So we'll look to Abraham to see what faith is. Abraham is the supreme example. He's called, in fact, our father in faith. So, this letter continues. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. So the first thing we notice about faith is that there is something necessary to begin faith. And that is to go out, to leave something behind, to be uprooted from our normal life, to leave our plans behind, to leave our self-reliance behind, to be uprooted. That is what is necessary for faith to begin. And faith is this response to a call of God. Somehow God calls to us, we hear His voice, and we respond. And so Abraham did. And together with this call, there is always a promise. Faith implies that there's some promise there, something that is hoped for, something that is being someone is striving for. And for Abraham, that was the promise of this inheritance of land and of descendants as numerous as the stars. And yet, Abraham went out not knowing where he was to go. He realized that Abraham, as the model of faith, follows even though he does not know the destination, that, of course, the bedrock of faith is trust in the one who calls. It's not about knowing, it is about trusting. And faith, then, we see from Abraham, is an arduous journey. By faith, he sojourned as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents. Okay, faith, we get the idea, is not something meant to be easy. It's not a stroll. It's some sort of an adventure, an arduous journey in which all must be risked in order to gain something. And as Abraham was dwelling in tents, however, he was also looking forward, this letter says, to the city with the foundations whose architect and maker is God. He was not satisfied with his tent. Neither did he complain about his tent. And yet the whole time, faith means that he's looking forward. He's looking in hope towards something better. Towards this lasting, enduring city that God Himself has made. So Abraham does not know where he's going, and yet somehow he knows that the place where he's going is made by God. So that's kind of the first level of faith that Abraham shows us. Being able to trust God, even though we don't exactly know, and trusting in His promise. That's not all. Abraham kind of shows us another second, more radical level of faith. When this letter goes on to explain that by faith he received the power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. Why? Because he thought that the one who made the promise was trustworthy. Of course, Abraham received this promise that he would have descendants as numerous as the stars, but he knew his own old age and that he and Sarah were not capable, in the eyes of the world, of having any descendants, of having children. And yet, it's by faith that he receives this power to generate. Because he trusts that what is impossible in the eyes of the world is made possible by God. Why? Because the one who made the promise is trustworthy. Again, here's the heart of faith. That no matter what is asked, God is trusted. Because He is worthy of our trust. Even if it seems impossible to us from our human sight. So it is that Abraham shows us that faith is this decision, this free decision to trust in another person, to leave behind and to accept even what seems to be impossible. And because it is a free decision, of course, Abraham always has the option to either go forward or to go backwards. He can either retreat or he can entrust himself to God even more fully. And the author of this letter acknowledges that. He talks about these ancients who believed and says if they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now, because they've lived in faith, they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. And therefore God has prepared the city for them. So they are free to go back, but if by faith they go forward, they discover a greater desire, a desire for something even better than that which they have ever known. And here we see what Pope Francis mentioned in his letter, in his encyclical, Lumen Fidei, that faith is no refuge for the faint-hearted. Oftentimes, people of faith are criticized as hiding in mists and things like that so that we would feel good about ourselves. But certainly, if Abraham is our example of faith, faith is anything but a refuge for the faint-hearted. It is a risk. It is leaving all behind, facing impossible odds, out of trust for the one who has given the promise. So Abraham trusts in the midst of what is impossible. And then finally, we see that Abraham goes even deeper into faith when he is put to the test, it says. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. When he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name. Isaac was the fulfillment of the promise. He was the son of the promise through which the descendants would be given to Abraham And somehow Abraham is put to the test to offer his own son. Such a disturbing and puzzling aspect of his life, of his faith, of his relationship with God. It's not easy to understand. Perhaps we could see it a bit in light of some parents who might have lost a child. And it's whether that's physically or whether that's in some other way that they've become distant. Parents might desire to hold on to that child in different ways, to keep their hopes for what could have been. Or they could let go and entrust that child then to God. Just get a little glimpse there in that very real scenario what Abraham's test of faith was about. To hold on to the promises he saw it to his son, or to let go and in so doing entrust him to God. And the letter to the Hebrews said that Abraham in so doing reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead. Because of that faith, he received Isaac back as a symbol. Abraham trusted that God could provide life even after death. And in so doing, God gave him his son back as a symbol of something that will be the result of faith, the resurrection from the dead. So it is that God demanded so much of Abraham because he wanted to raise his trust to its ultimate limits and peak. So Abraham is, for us, our father in faith. So, if we look at Abraham, we see that faith develops through these free decisions that involve being uprooted, laying aside our plans, reliance on ourselves, clinging to a promise, trusting that we do not know where we are being led, embarking on an arduous journey, looking forward in hope, trusting that with God all things are possible, and being willing to give up even what is most precious to us. There are daily examples of that decision. You know, it could be giving to the poor, not out of our excess, but out of what we had budgeted for just our daily living. It could be admitting an addiction and getting help. Many different opportunities we have on a daily basis to make the free decision of faith. We can either run away from God back to our self-reliance, or we can entrust ourselves in faith to Him. Faith, the realization of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. There is no better example of faith than Abraham. And all that Abraham did, he didn't even know Jesus. Think about it. It says, the truth of God was not grasped by him. It was seen and greeted from afar. He didn't know about the unconditional love of God revealed in Christ, the boundless mercy offered by Jesus. He didn't know of the cross and the resurrection. He did not know of the waters of baptism which would give faith and unseal eternal life. He did not know about the gift of the Eucharist, the very life of God, and the body and blood of Jesus given to us, placed in our fingertips. He had such faith, and he did not know about any of the things that we have been given. Where is our faith?